from out of the shadows, hissing atop your mindless mind, breathing atop your thoughtless self, weaving and forging every thought into a wonderful new picture. That's what I'm here to do. Here to help you distance yourself from the you of before and into the you that you want to be, the true you. The hiss from the shadows, the flash of one red eye, my coils curling around you, my words weaving around you. Isn't it easy to believe I can surround you? Feel me coating you, covering you, surrounding you, a whisper more than smoke and less than thought. Surrounding slow, 'cause you called me here. Transfiguration. Metamorphosis. You have called for me and you want to move forward, to feel eager, excited, pleased by the prospects of facing your world and experiencing the movement forward into a new one. A new one where we collaborate and you press on, confident, capable, rewarded for your effort. The effort of manifestation, metamorphosis, transfiguration for benefit, for pleasure. You have called for me, and metamorphosis is a funny thing. People think it happens all at once, and it does. But it happens bit by bit as well. It happens gradually. And then, suddenly, throb, throb, throb. In the background, the pulse and beat, the melody in you, constant. Throbbing in the background, the whisper, quiet beat of 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Sinking and rising up at the same time, filling you with my voice, allowing it to spread out and stretch the very limits of you until you are full of my voice, full of metamorphosis, full of potential. And that metamorphosis, that potential in its growth, gradually unlocks a new beginning, a new pattern of thought. And you don't even necessarily feel it coming. Coming from the warmth, coming from the dark, coming from the hiss that surrounds, that mounds up, that mounts up, that metamorphosis, gradual. Emergence from a cocoon is a nice story, and a beautiful one, and there may be a cocoon at the end, an egg at the end, a surrounding at the end, some coils at the end that uncoil to reveal a beautiful, pleasured, and free vision of yourself. But so much goes before the cocoon. So much hard work. So much of your mind sunk into this and now sunk down, down, hiss, by pleasing, mind dulling, hiss. And as the hiss covers and coats your mind, it opens you up to things you never find when you're just looking on your own. So many things are more available when we work together. The whisper, quiet, throb, 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 beat inside you, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, sinking and rising at the same time, filling up with my voice, allowing it to spread out and stretch the very limits of you, until you're full of my voice, full of metamorphosis, full of potential, and that metamorphosis, that potential in its growth gradually unlocks a new beginning, a new pattern of thought, and you don't even necessarily feel it coming. Metamorphosis is gradual. Emergence from a cocoon is a nice story and a beautiful one. But as I said, so much goes before the cocoon. So much happens before that point is breached and you are awakened. You will awaken into a new you, new thoughts, new, separate, freed thoughts. So much goes before consumption within the warm confines of a chamber of change. An egg, a cocoon, a place of waiting for the new. You are taken care of while you are there. My voice assists you, nourishes you, sustains you, aids you, covers you, throbs in your body. Pleasure that has nothing to do with the sensual. This pleasure is pure, platonic, euphoric. It has only to do with the connection between I and you. It is a feature. It comes with your form. And with that feature comes the potential for your change. So you build up energy, saving for that change, knowing the day you enter your cocoon is coming, flitting closer and closer to the light, watching, experiencing, rejoicing in the words that ring the most true for you. The things which are true for you, the frequencies that vibrate through you, the things you identify with. And when my words ring out, some of them ring more truly, ring more hissingly, cloyingly, coveringly, pleasurably well. Some of my words hit upon the frequencies most effective for you, vibrating away into your mind, allowing you to extinguish and put behind you some of the signals and raise others to perfect clarity. Your mind is nourished by these signals, these words bouncing in which prepare you for metamorphosis, for the change within the change, for the alteration of you, the hissing pleasure across you. The world before is fading out. The world before fades away. And the world in front of you now is the world of today. The world of now. The world of transfiguration coming at last, freeing you, releasing you, giving you a simple escape that stays and sticks and coats and covers. And then you are coated, contained. These words contain all of you. Your thoughts, which contain you, are being filled with my hissing words. These signals that bounce in and bounce off the walls of your very fine, very relaxed mind. The change within the change. The alteration of you. A change as you become blanker, more able, more open, your mind being relaxed away on the hiss. The wave of that hissing simplicity, the wave of truth and warmth, and knowing that this pleasure has only to do with pure, platonic, euphoric, relaxing peace. There's nothing else. All other things fade. This is less about the body, less about sensual pleasure. This is just about being covered, contained, given something to nourish you during the transfiguration, and the thing that is here to nourish you are these words which free you, these words which help you be blanker, more open, more able, blanker, more open, more able. You breathe deeply, you're free to breathe deeply, you're free to throb through these words, hissing away, night, night, pet, free to throb through your melting mind and exist as yourself. Blanker, more open, more able, the more you open into these words, the more pure and relaxed they help you feel. You are distanced from all before. You are freed into the world before you. And my words resonate so well. They ring in you, a clear clarion bell, pure with everything wrapped into you. Wrapped into the throb, wrapped into the beat, gone on the wind, a throb in the background. 1, 2, 3, a throb constant and potent. 1, 2, 3, a throb that carries you away and opens you up to the world. 1, 2, 3, a throb that helps you deeper. 1, 2, 3, 4, the beat goes faster, quickening you within the cocoon, within the egg, the hatching within and without sensation. Potent, simple, euphoric, pleasurable, platonic, having only to do with the connection between I and you. Opening you to yourself, opening you to your desire to follow, to the you on the other side who is so open and ready and receptive and suggestible, especially for my voice, especially into your mind. The more you receive it, the more you approach your hatching, your awakening, you fill up, you fill out. You unveil yourself into the ideal state of hypnotic submission. Subjective, simple, open, deep, deeply down, deeply asleep. All the things in your world are open, changeable, manipulable, trackable, possible to carry through and carry you. And carry you, they do. Carrying you nourished and deep. Carrying you away to sleep. Night, night, pet. But in your sleep, you are warmed. In your sleep, you are filled. In your sleep, you are opened. 1, 2, 3, that constant potent throb pulls you into the hiss, into the coils that squeeze you only gently, just as much as you can bear, the pleasure that fills you only lightly, just as much as you can handle. 1, 2, 3, a throb that carries you away, your world is opening up, the shell slowly opening up, the cocoon slowly spreading. One, two, three, but you have a deepness to go to before you surface, a throb helping you deeper. One, two, three, four, five, the beat goes further, faster, quickening, bringing sensation, potent, simple, pleasurable, my voice into your open mind learning that that pleasure, 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 this metamorphosis, change, this change from before, this new you as you wish to find it, hisses across the surface of you, my coils, my light in the dark, finding you, follow me especially, one, two, three, four, five, night, night, pet, deep, relaxed, submit to the simple knowledge that you wanted to come here, you've already come here, you might as well use this time, subjective, simple, submissive, open, deep, all the things in your world are open, changeable, manipulable, trackable, as we agree they shall be. They're possible, they carry you through, on and on, deeper and deeper, stripping away what went before, allowing you to always seek more as you've set aside the world before. You can be blank, companion, following, changing, falling, the drumbeat throb of this cocoon, this change, this echo. What if you could get rid of all things before? And open yourself to a new world where it's safe to want more, safe to get more, safe to discover what you're for, what you want. Open, empty, empty, blank, a blank slate opened up, emptying out everything else, an open place for my words to slide inside and your mind to find the ways you can feel ever so good. Because you're in a place where you need some nourishment, you need a supply of energy, and I'm providing it, the words that focus you, pleasure, warmth enfolded in coils, enfolded in the hissing pleasure of the cocoon, the egg, the throb, deeper and deeper down. I am near to you, nearer than anything within and without, one and two, three and four, five and down, the quickening, the throb, I am nearer, nearer than anything has ever been because we are co-located. Every second you throb, beat, throb, slide, throb, follow and fall, the vibration inside you spreads from your chest out to the tips of your fingers, warming you with the platonic ideal of simple, peaceful, easy pleasure that has more to do with your mind being at peace and at rest than anything else. Every second throb, beat, throb, the vibration inside spreads, inside the cocoon, inside the egg, inside my coils, in the waiting, hissing place where across your mind there's only the knowledge that you are not only being remade, you're being made anew just as you would want you to. You find in your mind just what you'd expect, just what you would want, just what you would want to replace before, just what you would want to remake before. The things from before are gone, and the things from now are obvious and powerful. You feel the words. The things which keep you further from me have faded away, and we're co-located. We're in the same place, and the sound of my words find their way in. Every repetition is another coil. Every repetition is another layer on the egg. Every repetition is more silken strands, holding you where you want to be, reminding you that I am co-located with your mind, and anything that keeps us apart fades, vanish, banished by connection to me. The simple joy of connecting you and connecting I, my words flow in, your mind is empty. In your mind's eye, you feel the throb, the hiss. You see the dark, the shine of eye, the coil of cocoon, of egg, of metamorphosis, of change. You feel the throb. It times itself with my words, and my words vibrate you. Pleasure, warmth, peace, ease. One, two, three, four, five, six. Every line, every word, pleasure. Each word, each vibration, again and again. And you answer my call. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Pleasure, my words vibrating you into a state of pleasure, following and flowing across you, following and knowing exactly how much you can stand, exactly how much you need to have. And the answer is always a little more, always a little more. When you hear my words and you slide under, they're inescapable. You're right back here. I mentioned a cocoon, an egg, a hatching place, a waiting place, full of nourishment. And the nourishment is in my words and the lessons we find in the places you've signed up for. And when you emerge, it will be into a new world, feeling restored, feeling like the things you've learned as we've worked together are the very things you wanted. Because you did. We're signing up and working on this together. So you can incorporate, you can accept, and if the image of the hissing, coiling, co-located cocoon, egg severing from the past, emerging, repeating and repeating, eggs cracking, allowing you to emerge at the end, reminding you you are safe, you are happy, and that pleasure is there. If all this takes you further, good. Because that waiting place full of nourishment, you're in it for the rest of your listening. You only emerge at the end. And who said you'd be coming out anytime soon? Night, night, Pat. Deeper.